From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Luis Hernandez. A Miami-Dade County commissioner is no longer pursuing the effort to cap county workers' salaries. WLRN's Julia Duba tells us why the commissioner said at a hearing yesterday that the mission would just be too complicated.
Miami-Dade Commissioner Xavier Suarez will not pursue the effort to cap county salaries. The plan was to collect 55,000 signatures to get a measure on the ballot. It would cap salaries at $162,000, keeping them below what Florida Supreme Court justices make. But Suarez said gathering that many signatures within 4 months of the deadline would be a complicated process. Voters would have to sign four pages each, and the company Suarez was going to hire to gather the signatures planned to collect three times more names to make up for ineligible votes and mistakes on the forms. Suarez asked that commissioners consider capping salaries by way of the regular legislative process. I'm Julia Duba in Miami.
Things are about to get tougher for tenants of a Liberty City apartment complex that was in the spotlight recently due to complaints of deplorable living conditions. The building may soon lose power. The Miami Workers Center Social Group has started a funding effort to protect the tenants. Adrian Madriz works with the group.
This immediate problem of their power being shut off on Friday is really bad because we've got people living on dialysis machines in this building. And if the power goes off, those machines go off. So we need to get that figured out.
David Brown lives connected to a wound-up vac machine to treat his stage 4 ulcer.
I just hope and pray that the power don't go off. If it do, I can go back to the hospital immediately. It can get infected. So I just appreciate that somebody come with some kind of solution.
The Miami Workers Center has started a GoFundMe page in hopes of raising $20,000 to $30,000 in 2 days. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Luis Hernandez.